Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Okay, where we had last left our intrepid backstabbing stuff.
You guys had just managed to work your way through the Necromancer's... Well, one of the many Necromancer's lairs that will be the gigantic dungeon crawl that is the next few weeks.
By the way, we should buy a scroll of teleport and teleport the Copper District from the next place. It wouldn't summon anyone. They don't care about Copper District if you teleport there.
Oh, yeah, but good luck getting a hold of it.
We're rogues! We break the law for a living!
Okay, you can break into the Mage's Guild. I'll stay up.
Yeah.
How about we go to the high-level wizard we know? I'm sure he'd be more than willing to make us a scroll of teleport.
Or the other mage you know, who's actually a professor.
Yeah, his contact and friend.
Oh, the chick. I'm like, who?
Tits McGee.
Okay.
There are a couple people we know that could make us a scroll of teleport without asking questions.
You guys also have an ally who's a smuggler who smuggles in scrolls all the time. As proven by your session where you tried to kidnap a demigod.
And then we realized, oh, crap. We actually like this demigod.
You did.
Okay,
you don't like luck, Stephen?
Anywho.
Stephen doesn't like luck. He should lose all his bennies.
Speaking of which, bennies.
Let's hand those out.
I just don't like the gods. That's how it works. Dick doesn't care. Hey, I did bring the papers. Sweet.
Well, bennies aren't here.
No, I'm worried about that.
So we're going to need benny supplements.
Ducks. I'm going to use minotaurs and dwarves.
Here are my three bennies.
I have my my dwarven king on this shield surrounded by minotaurs.
No, you should hand out these as bennies.
I choose ogres.
actually...
Hobbit dark elves.
Ogres, duckies, dark elves, minotaurs.
And dwarven king. Don't forget the king.
And a dwarven shield bearer. What do you have?
Nothing right now.
Okay. Go ahead and grab some of the great swords and crossbowmen and whatnot.
You can be Skaven?
No. No.
You can be Bretonians?
Sure, why not?
Here's your Brits. I'll give you the entire command squad.
Okay.
They will fail. They always do. That's not a commander fit.
You be beasties?
I don't see the commander.
I'm going to be a special kind of beasties. I'll have 3 gores and 3 trolls.
Oh, I wanted to.
My bimmies this week?
Actually, no. Trolls will go ahead and be the villains.
Empire artillery pieces.
Oh. I have to say I have the best venues.
All right.
What do you have?
Okay. Well, you can see where I was doing those last night.
Oh.
That's what she said.
It was hilarious.
Well.
Doing 2 of them?
You guys had managed to walk through the...
Holstein.
Sorry, I don't...
Yes, you killed Falstein.
We're sharing this one.
You guys had managed to walk through his magic mirror that teleported you guys into the sewers somewhere in No Hope. New Hope.
No Hope.
Yeah, well...
Close enough.
So, you guys are now in wonderful, clean...
Sewers.
Sewers.
clean.
Fighter's clean.
Clean. It's also got enough height where everyone can stand without being in pain.
Hey, Skaven.
Roll Skaven.
Hey, didn't you say... Listen. The scamps left the Copper District?
No.
They pulled out of that section of Copper.
Yes.
Okay. That's
right. Hey, Ricardo. What? Where are we?
We're in the sewers.
We need different.
If you want, you can go get the other piece of sand.
Great. That's descriptive.
You're the ranger. Track us.
I talk to people. You go wander around the sewers.
There's, of course, a nice stream of clear water.
I don't see any OTUGs.
We're definitely not in the Copper District sewers.
Is there a sewer grate somewhere nearby?
Didn't we establish that he did stuff in the,
Embassy District?
Embassy District.
Yes, we did.
Okay, we're probably in the Embassy District then. Why don't we just try and find a manhole cover and get out of here?
That's what I was planning on doing.
Okay.
Look up. Is there a manhole cover?
No, not directly above you. So, go ahead and give me a survival check to be able to navigate around the sewers.
Who did we tell has the best one of those?
I don't have it.
I got a 16.
I have a plus 5.
I have a plus 3.
I will go ahead and assist you. Ah, I would have gotten it.
So I got an 18 then. Unless someone else can assist.
What are we doing? Can survival. We assist even if it's a black squared skill?
Yes. And it can be used.
Yeah. Right. Black square means assist. You can.
Oh, I thought that means you can't.
No. That's what I thought at first too.
I assist.
Yes, you do. We got a 20.
Two. Jesus.
22.
2, 4, 6.
Oh, your pen has a hair on the end.
See how much he cares.
Yeah.
What are you wrapped around, homie?
What?
Because when you just called my girlfriend honey.
I talk to my mouse and it's a homie.
They said honey too. And I'm like, what?
Who are you talking to?
I make love to my computer.
Yeah, that's all I'm messing with.
That's what they call it these days, eh?
A mouse.
I like to play with my mouse long and hard. It does tricks for me.
Oh. It plays games with you?
You will need to move your glass bag.
What's the DC to jump across 20 feet of water without...
Well, if you have 20-foot running...
Without a 20-foot run-up.
Yeah, how deep is this water anyway? Do we need to jump it?
It's about 3 or 4 feet deep, and it's actually moving fairly quickly.
Could be a strength check or a jump check. Or if you fail the jump check, it'll be a strength check.
Or both.
Why are you drawing this out?
Because there's going to be battle.
Yes.
Why else would he draw on the battle map?
Battle.
Let's see.
I'm sorry, your cowlick is bothering the heck out of me.
Then fix it.
You fix it with water.
I can fix it. I have fingernail clippers.
So not water.
Here, fix it. Where'd
you
give me back my pencil?
Okay.
Put hair. None of them work. Or have a working eraser. Give me one of them then. Okay.
They didn't do like anything. Let me see. Oh.
A giant bald spot.
I
yeah.
can't. You have to have water.
No, you can just twist it and it'll fix.
No,
okay.
You can twist it in a bunch and it'll fix.
Hey, just do this. Fixes it.
Where do you find the group?
Alright, so since
see?
We even had
two
bad news.
Now you can't tell where it is.
Oi!
Hurt.
Yes.
Okay. So, as you guys are walking down the sewers.
Are we recording already?
Yes, we've been recording for a while.
Oh.
Maybe we should take a chance to heal before we left the guy's room, considering I have now actually negative 5 hit points.
You do?
I got curve smashed by mummies.
I continue curve smashing Steven.
I don't know how much. I don't think I was down any hit points, but I don't know how many spells I don't have left.
I
was not told
track.
We were continuing something next week, so I erased all the spells I used.
Yes, you guys would teleport out into the sewers. I haven't recorded.
We didn't get to that part, though.
No, you didn't tell us that.
As soon as we get posted, I'll have evidence.
No, you won't, but whatever. Anyways.
By that time, we're going to forget.
So, I can... I need something.
Well, you guys can sleep in his room. It's not like his mummies get up and start kicking you.
Should we take the time and rest up?
Yes.
I would.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you guys will spend the next night in there. Okay. Night passes uneventfully.
Then we know what.
Steven has lycanthropy now.
Yes, he was infected with lycanthropy from a mummy. And werewolves with mummy rot. Or werewolf rot.
Yes, it's werewolf rot.
But not if I fall off.
That's what lycanthropy is.
That's what you get for sleeping with a mummy. Okay. Well, so go ahead. Go ahead and start burning your healing spells on him.
Wrong mummy.
You guys might be here for 2 or 3 days.
Well, how much
yes.
people down?
I was never hurt in that combat. I believe we came into the combat. A lot of us were already down.
I don't think so.
Well,
we were down.
Yeah, we were mostly full. It was like
Ricardo got hurt, but he went back to the negative energy place.
Yes.
Ricardo and I, I think, were the only ones that seriously got hurt.
Yes, I took a lot of damage.
To the battery.
Yeah, he died, and you died.
Yeah, oh, that's right. I did die.
The mummy. I never had to get the mummy rock. I have 17 hit points now after a nice rest and a band-aid. Okay. And I have 99 total.
Could I have a shark? Oh, wow. Okay.
We can change.
Sure.
They were on sale.
29.
So that. Go ahead. Tell me more, don't worry.
25.
I'm at 71. I have 8. Okay. 28 more.
20.
That's good enough.
Anyone else down? 71. Can I see a pencil?
I actually don't know. I was never hurt.
I got curve smashed by the mummies.
I don't think
so.
You
I take down
all.
The next.
You didn't go into melee. You just shot.
Yeah, thanks for eating like everything. That's good. I'm very nice.
Oh, these are sewers. Okay, gotcha.
Did you remind him or tell him what you liked?
He knows what I like.
I don't.
Not on something that you've never shared with him before?
All gummies, like, have the same flavors.
Oh, true.
That is horribly inaccurate. As a gamer, I'm offended.
Okay.
All right. So I keep going. I'm going to roll notice check.
You are missing the elf.
Like, I looked at her.
I got 21 on
there.
Notice, Andre.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Anyone else want to give me a notice?
No.
I can't notice. Okay. Suck at it.
Unless you
sure.
require it for something.
Yeah, and notice is actually the skill you're going to be using right now.
That's wisdom?
It perception?
Yeah, it is.
I assist.
27.
You do not assist. You don't assist with Spot. You don't cup your head.
You can't assist somebody listening.
Over there.
Here, put my ear to your ear and we'll listen double. Okay, ready? I think I hear the ocean. 32.
Okay.
I got 12.
26.
I got better than him.
14.
And her. Yeah, 21.
Alright. All six of you will notice the crocodile meandering down the sewers.
Oh, God. It's a giant
T-Rex. Milo.
want to kind of hide?
Maybe? Yes, that's what I'm
hide!
We should all hide.
Is there a place to hide?
No, unless you want to dip into the water. Because there's no alcoves, as you can see, as I have drawn out.
I hide behind Steven.
I try to hide in the shadows.
Why am I in front?
Because I'm not there yet.
Because that's what you put
you. Yeah.
I get low on... I lie on the ground in the crack, in the little corner.
Oh, maybe if I lie down, it won't see me.
I stand behind people in cold.
How about I just stand there?
I realize I'm a half-dragon, I can't hide.
You can blend
in. I'm going to sit there, Andre. I'm going to hide, I'm going to crouch and pull my weapons.
Find a somewhat bronze-looking side of the wall.
Hiding in plain sight like that? I got a 7.
I'm not going to be near the water.
I stand there staring at it, make my shield dance just in case.
Okay. Well, let's see. My DC is pathetically low.
Yeah. I got a 7.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Don't bother rolling.
Yeah.
There's nothing to hide behind. This is just purely rhetorical. Yeah, I rolled a natural 17 plus. Alright. Well, by the way, who's actually carrying light?
I need light.
I don't need light.
So, Steven, are you stumbling around through the
dark? Is it considered low light in here?
No, it is not. There is no light in here.
Okay, Steven and I are stumbling around.
No. Okay. I cast light on someone.
Okay.
I cast light on your sword. There you go.
It's better, actually, if someone has Sunrod.
Too bad, I cast light. I can cast it again.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, Sunrods go out, like, really far.
Well, I don't have any Sunrods.
Steven, you don't see it.
Oh. Okay.
Alec, in the faint, dim area...
Oh, that's right, because I can see beyond the area of the light.
Yeah, double distance. The Tieflings, I don't think, have low light either.
I don't think so.
Nope,
okay.
I don't.
So,
we have dark vision.
Actually,
dark
vision. Amanda and Alec kind of go, whoo!
Everybody stop.
Hammer time!
Why?
What's going on?
Big-ass alligator!
Sure, it's an alligator, not a crocodile.
I know.
Big we ass just took down an undead mummy T Rex. I'm not an alligator.
You guys can now hear the.
Maybe I am.
For those of you who are medium sized or smaller.
So everyone.
Everyone.
I include the or smaller just in case Amanda decided to walk around large down here.
Okay.
It actually shakes your rib cage, doing 1 point of sonic damage.
Oh.
Maybe I am.
Yeah, you're not afraid, huh? Everybody be quiet. Can you put out the light?
I sheath it with having it out just enough.
That actually works.
So I can see, like, 5 feet. Then I put it away. Pull it out so make sure you're not coming at me.
All right. Let's see. Amanda, your dark vision's out to what? 120?
I think it's...
I thought it was 60.
She's dragging.
I know both you guys are 60. The only thing is I know half-dragons have better vision than everyone else.
I don't know if it's actually... They might just put it out 60, not giving her the full dragon traits.
I think it is 60.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was 60 for us.
Okay. Well, let's see.
I'll pull out a monster manual if you want to know. Someone have a monster manual?
Alright. So, actually, Jessica, the thing's snout has just come within reach... Your dark vision sight.
Oh, there it is.
No monster manual?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to check.
Okay. I didn't need my monster manual. I made up my monsters today.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Because you guys are killing cultists.
There is popular freaks, by the way.
Okay.
There's Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, and Coke Zero. So you have two options.
Okay. It's starting to come around the corner now.
I don't know what dice it was. Everyone forward!
Whoa!
Alright, so now everyone can actually see the damn thing.
What the heck?
Except me.
Except for you two, because you're both blind. You can just hear it.
Can I roll a stealth just to stay as quiet as possible, maybe?
Sure.
Instead of hiding?
Doesn't see us.
Amanda, give it a handle to animal.
Give it a handle, animal?
Yeah.
I angle you in a single
direction. It's what you roll.
It's what I roll, which is...
It's what you roll.
I turn you, it's
called
body.
I'm don't know. Wait, like you're getting close. I'm just gonna pull out.
All right.
Maybe if you're lucky, you're blinded.
So, as you guys are also noticing, watching him intently at least, and trying to stay as quiet as possible, hoping that it doesn't have dark vision as well. This large, ropey tentacle, or four, shoots out from around the corner, and you can hear the poor creature kind of go, and it is dragged back.
Okay, I think we have something bigger to
watch. We go that way.
And you hear a snap.
What was that?
That was the crocodile being snapped.
I think we need to go the other way now.
I didn't know crocodiles snap.
We're getting snapped.
So, do you guys want to start running?
I have thumb.
Do you guys want to start running?
Really snap without a thumb.
Someone broke his spine.
They have spines?
Yes.
I thought they were like snakes or something.
Is this snakes actually an spines. Argument we should be having?
It's snake. It's what was that? Spine.
All right, well,
I don't know, but it had tentacles.
Okay, I pull out my
there's
sword.
There's the first round.
I've never actually
run.
Seen a snake.
All right, Steven.
Oh.
Run. Roll a d8.
I said I pulled out my sword.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that way.
Well, should be another one on that side.
Well, if I grab my tentacles, you'll know.
Oh, that's right. My sword's Bane Undead now. I was going to make it merciful. That just got a lot more expensive.
Once you turn the corner, Steven, you can see an Otiog of monstrous proportions.
As if you applied the monstrous template to it?
What exactly?
This is definitely at least 20 to 30 feet in its bulbous mass. Although it looks like it's squeezing into the tunnel quite heavily. Mm-mm. What disturbs you the most is that its four tentacles are reaching into four dark portals that seem to be holding a broken-in-half giant crocodile.
You ran the wrong
its direction. Many mouths are feeding upon it, as you can see that each one of the mouths irradiates some sort of energy type, ranging from fire to ice to sonic to thunder. Or not thunder. Electricity.
Thunder!
What? One of its 14 eyes lolls over and looks at you.
Oh. Wrong way, wrong way, wrong way!
Well, that's your turn, Steven. Let's go ahead and do initiative.
What the hell?
By the way, dragons do have a 60-foot dark vision.
Okay.
Max, you rolled nicely on the initiative for one.
Jessica?
28.
Steven?
19.
Alec?
17.
Tyler?
5.
What? Amanda?
16.
Ryan?
23.
The Otiog.
Yeah!
Goes on a 12.
What did he roll?
A 6.
Okay. Nothing faster than it looks, isn't it?
Is that an Otiog?
Yes.
It has one mouth.
Yeah.
This is a...
The reaching into dark void portals that pulled through a giant crocodile didn't say something to you? Okay.
The four mouths.
Well, Jessica,
I don't have favorite enemy aberration.
You turn the corner and go.
Oh. Huh.
It's squishy.
A magical Otiog. Fun.
It's an aberration that's repetitive.
Collaboration.
There are OTFs in here, and it's on your shoulder.
Suppose I would just keep the same spells.
I just think of a big ball of trash.
That's not what it is.
Who knew?
What do you all eat trash? Yes.
I know, that's why I thought it was a big ball of trash.
No, they're just giant trash compactors.
Pretty much.
Nom nom.
Yes, I'm trash.
No, I just had
a
Dr. Pepper. Hmm.
But this one has four mouths.
I would cast Sanctuary on myself temporarily.
That's a regular OTO.
Guess what?
I Sanctuary. That way I can buff myself and hopefully not get eaten.
Alright, we then go to the next. Next with the highest survival instincts, Ryan.
What do you have to survive? You're dead! This thing likes you, doesn't it?
I'm undead, thank you. And I don't know what it is yet.
Thirty-five.
The battle map gets invaded by apples.
Oh god, there's more! Oh. Pull up my talisman.
Why?
Because it protects me.
Oh.
Let me phrase that. It's supposed to protect him. I highly doubt the scabs have trained this particular OTR.
I don't know
Steven,
the,
you're
the
next.
Scabs that would do the training.
Let's see. That would be a dumb move.
And they also have been
But to make undone. That jump would be a DC 40. They don't have that good of a jump.
Which direction is the water moving?
It's kind of moving here, and I should have drawn like a giant sink.
Oh, okay. Make a big
it's a whirlpool.
Whirlpool. Go. Ooh, oh, I'm sorry, I just scratched you.
My girlfriend does it all the time.
Let's go. Oh,
well,
I get it. A hole in the middle. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm gonna move back about 20 feet.
Is it a hole
feet.
Or is it a grate?
It's a hole.
Oh.
I'm moved back around the corner about 20 so feet, so when necessary, I can just run and jump to get over the. Yeah.
Run and jump into the water.
Yeah. Hey, I'll need to roll a 10 or higher if I get 20.
Alex,
sorry.
Because it's DC what?
It's a 20-foot jump. So with a 20-foot start. It's the DC is
to be doing anything right
you
now.
You can't actually see anything. All you see is people walk around the corner and go, "Oh!" and back around the corner. And Ryan walks up and go,
he's rebuking it. He must be undead. Charge.
Okay, I walk up to the corner, at least.
30, 35, 40?
Mm-hmm, probably.
Oh!
That's a big hit.
Can you even see it now that Steve is back
just
there?
Just let you know now that you're next to it, there is that giant whirlpool, and it does dip down about 30 feet.
Okay.
But it's kind of swirling water all the way down.
Ryan, if each of his mouths are, like, letting out fire, and like
that's
I
true.
Think it's letting off just a bit enough light where I can at least make out something.
That's true. Well, you've got low light, too, so
yeah.
That's probably enough.
Is the flames coming out of one of its mouth enough to illuminate it for me?
Actually, it's got a faint glow about it.
Okay. what the
over
fuck is
behind.
That?
We've got a standard action left, if you'd like.
Move back so we can jump! Jump and run!
Right. I draw my sword.
Okay. Amanda.
Go large size and tackle it. I dare you.
Oh!
Okay, stand right in front of me. Woman!
Yeah.
Man.
Well, it goes next on 12. Tyler, I'm sorry that your party's apparently leaving you. They're all like, ooh, that's huge! We should run! Everyone goes and looks.
I'm sorry.
As I'm like,
Away!
You go 3, 5, forward. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Oh, wait, he doesn't need to. A tentacle will shoot from here, 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 and here.
Oh.
Make a will check!
Huh?
Make a will check.
Oh, you're right. I succeed.
Okay.
Sorry, Jessica, this level of sanctuary is not particularly effective.
No, it is very effective against minions. It will make minions leave her alone.
It was just in case you rolled a
not
one.
Not this. Oh, by the way, there's an Otiog up there that is an extra-dimensional flaming... Portal of Doom.
It's not just flaming. Just the
flaming. Yeah, that's the description I give to her.
It's standing in the water as though it's not enough to push the damn thing, just to let you know.
It's acting as its own dam?
Alright.
Does that mean there's no water in front
Alex.
Of it?
Mm-hmm. 40.
Not necessarily. It could be going.
Do I hit?
No.
No, wait, is it a touch attack?
Ryan? Jessica.
Are you looking for natural ones?
Yes, I am. Natural ones do weird things to this thing. Alright, it will hit each of you. Big surprise.
Oh.
Hopefully you balance the abominable to hit with some
just damage.
Just got 2 hit points.
Steven, you take 14.
I didn't get hit.
Oh.
Alec,
you take 14. Ryan, you take 15.
No, wait, is this...
Okay. It's physical.
Okay. I take 13.
You take 12.
Hey.
You take 14.
That matters. I've been down to 1 hit point from dying.
Oh, what? Sure, my heart little is significant.
From dying? You've been down to one hit point from dying?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Ow.
And then,
ow.
As its random thing, I roll a d20. And the cast quickened. Ghost sound.
It's really echoing in here.
I feel like going away now.
Each of you take 4 sonic damage.
From what?
It's weird ass version of
Ghost
sound.
Okay. From what?
I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Tyler.
I suppose I'll move up to the group, not to within 30 feet of Alec. How about that?
You're fine right there.
East.
Yay.
Your okay. Other standard action?
Bard song.
Oh my good lord!
Here's your +1 to fear, we might need it.
I suggest we run. Now.
The tentacle, but just in front of you.
Actually, are we gonna run before I do my Bard song?
I was thinking about it.
I thought we were gonna fight.
Me too. It'd be a wise decision to leave.
Yeah.
Pick one or the other, real quickly.
Group vote.
Light. All in favor running? Who wants to save fight?
I'm abstaining.
What's the paladin's opinion?
Oh, yeah, Stormwind.
Stormwind?
Stormwind?
Yes. Stormwind is here.
The entire army of Stormwind and all the civilians.
However.
Here.
Okay, we might win.
They're not going to fight because they've got a defiance problem. You know, those level 18s are running around. He, of course,
send wants... Send the chin at it!
He, of course, wants to fight it.
You sane?
It's obviously an abomination.
Well, Mr. Abstent... Or, Miss Abstention.
Why do I always have to decide these things?
Because you New York abstains. Courteously.
Let's just have a hung vote. Half of us are going to run away, the other half's going to stay and fight.
Okay, we can do that.
Richard is all for not fighting things that he found in a random sewer. Who can use extra-dimensional abilities.
I say we fight.
Alright.
Because even if I do, it's not a competence on jumping.
You already have your sword out. Just charge it, or tumble up and hit it.
No, we're now talking one, two, three.
That's what I'm planning on doing.
I do a running jump with Inspire Competence, which I was thinking of doing.
Portals
I need a 17 or higher to make
what
the portals? Jump
check. All right, portals we'll that he sticks his tentacles through.
They're persistent.
So can I jump through one and get to him?
Sure, if you want to try it.
You didn't realize that yet?
He
pulled an alligator.
No, he could just be going, and it's gone.
Oh.
No, it's persistent.
Okay, that's what I needed to know.
All right, well, we're going to stay in fight.
Oh, Jessica.
Very well.
Y'all hasted. And +1 to hit. And damage. And then +1 against fear. And
heal. What do you
do? +1 on save. No,
there's a portal there, I think.
Huh?
Fear. +5 armor.
It could be over here.
At level 1, it's like a...
Where are the portals?
Prayer.
On 3, chainmail's 4.
Chainmail is what to armor?
5.
5, okay. Mm-hmm.
Chain shirt is 4.
That, yep.
Chainmail is 5.
Okay. Because over here I have AC bonus for my +2 elven chainmail is a +6. But on my actual AC thing, I've got a +7 from armor.
Okay,
so I was a little
late.
What?
I'm trying to get to Alec.
Well, you'll provoke an attack of opportunity.
Too bad. It's Alec.
So one of the tentacles will slap at you. 4, 14.
Alright, and I will cast Bull Strength on Alec.
And your other standard action?
Move up to it.
Hold?
Okay.
I can't do anything.
Ryan.
I try to ascertain which tentacle goes with which portal.
Give me an intelligence check.
Does the paladin have Sunder?
No.
Sunder!
Because if he did, he could Sunder the tentacles.
16?
Nope. No clue.
Okay, I'll just hop through the one next to me.
Give me a will save. It is not a mind-affecting ability.
16.
16? You will fail. Please roll a d4.
You are now lost somewhere in the vortex.
Thank you. Three. Oh. Okay. Cool.
And your other two actions?
Try it again.
Charge through Steven into the other portal? Ah, 29.
By the way, you wouldn't need to charge.
Well,
just move.
Whatever. I charged because I want the plus two, and I know he's there.
Oh, you charged him. Okay.
Yes. I charged through the portal into the OTF.
Does he get a sneak attack?
No.
But he didn't know.
It's his portal.
No, the thing's just immune to sneak attacks.
Oh.
It doesn't...
Aren't most aberrations
nope,
immune
nah,
to sneak attacks?
No, not most. Nope. Because rogues know that precise spot. This is weird.
Also...
20?
20
can have favorite enemy.
Will bounce off the rubbery flesh.
And Fringe favorite enemy.
Bastard. Wait.
Not a Pathfinder.
21.
That.
Really?
You hit.
Yes.
You forgot.
I believe
Haste.
This is
Haste.
Bardsong?
I don't count Bardsong.
Oh, you're undead.
It's mind affecting. He's giving an inspiring speech and he's just like,
whatever.
Shut up.
Could be singing or
dancing or
you could be telling jokes
or dancing.
What energy
or
type of
thing? Comedy. Actually, I suppose.
That means I'm going to have to just.
No, I didn't even write.
10 then.
I guess
I switched to my pole arm.
There's a whole bunch of poles.
Yeah, none of them have really working good at working.
The easy erasers work just fine.
I'm sorry. Normally they're like a color which
yeah,
just
the
smears
ones
the paper.
Okay. Then we go to the Mighty Steven.
Is it possible to simply attack the tentacles?
Apparently have a cure.
Yes. You will provoke an attack of opportunity if he has any left.
Unless you have improved Sunder.
Unless you have improved Sunder.
But only
I'm assuming
one actually
you're going
him
off the Hydra thing here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going off of.
So it only damages the tentacle, not actually him.
Though. No, it would damage him. Hit points go to him.
Him and if you get enough damage on the tentacle, it actually destroys it.
Oh, the heck. Since I'm haste, I'll do all six of my attacks on this
thing. Like the...
It'd be funny. He gets six attacks on
the brood mother or the blood mother.
Natural one!
The brood mother.
The brood, yeah.
Brood.
Hey.
A troll meanders behind you, causing you to ponder for a second.
He has been a natural one.
Yeah.
I assume this thing's immune to crits.
Yes, if it's immune to sneak attacks.
I just wanted to
actually no. You can be immune to sneak attacks and not immune to crits. Minotaurs.
Amen, brother. 12, 13, 16. So 25, 40.
Why are minotaurs immune to sneak attacks?
They are never flat-footed because they have natural cunning.
Strange.
Never. But under any circumstance, even helpless.
Did it attack him three times?
They have natural cunning, because their natural cunning is a...
He gets five hits, I assume?
Yes, because he gets a swing for each one of the ones on the tentacle.
There's a 20.
Okay. 20 will not.
Did you count parts on?
Yes.
Okay.
So that means that one won't. So it means I'll get... Does electrical damage do anything to it?
Can you exceed 10?
No.
Then don't roll your electrical damage.
Okay. So means I'll get three hits with the sword and one with the mace.
By the way, I do not have instant rage. I have in-stat rage.
Awesome.
So what stat is it in?
Dex.
Turning that.
You hit.
No.
I go 8 inches this way and then
and
4 inches that way.
Let's see. Bardsong is plus one to damage. So that means I have... Ow, Steven Brain's hurt.
How many attacks is this, please?
Six.
It's four.
Four? Oh. Four hit.
Or I can do this.
Two, five, six. Six times three is 18. Plus...
Was it 3d6 for the orbital strike if you rolled this? Or is it 2d6? I think it was 8d6 if you rolled that, wasn't it?
Orbital strike, you always scatter 2d6.
No.
Oh, it is 39.
They must have changed it.
All on one tentacle.
Because if you rolled an arrow, it'd actually go the full distance or something.
Yeah, I can take another round of that. Only one right, more round of that.
Alec.
When does Stormhammer go?
After Alec. Because he's got plus one. She has more than plus one.
Well, I've learned all the attacks of Trinity. You can attack the tentacles now.
I move up to it.
Charge?
Or just tumble?
No.
I've worked all these attacks.
Oh, yeah. Attacks of opportunity.
You want to rage now, not before?
Can I tumble over the ocean?
No, he had to walk casually up to it and then rage.
If you tumble, you will have to make the swim check.
Oh.
You can't tumble over it because it is enveloping.
It's enveloping?
Yeah.
It's a dam.
Yeah, as I said, it's about...
Yeah.
Can it go through one of its mouths and pop out of the If we kill it and it falls into the middle, it's going to clog.
Quite so.
Yes.
So,
okay,
should,
I have a plus 14 to
make sure it doesn't
with
fall
both my attacks.
Alec,
doing 5 power attacks.
Alec, we need to slice it up enough that it doesn't plug the hole.
Because if it when it, it when if it falls, it'll probably go down. Into the hole.
It,
2 17s.
Heavy enough to move.
No, 18.
Oh, yeah. 19.
You will miss.
I rolled 2 3s.
Well, okay.
Need a 4 to no 5 to hit him.
Assuming I'm doing a 5 power attack.
Yes.
If I do more than that, it's.
You have to run to get to it.
As I just casually walk.
He can run and do an attack.
Yes, he can.
He is hasty.
He is hasty.
One swing. Hey,
well
hit.
Well, actually, I think need to run and jog and do an attack.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Oh, for sure. Okay. It's. 15. Okay, so. 3. Amanda.
What is the swim check?
To cross over 4 foot deep, fast moving water is a 20.
Okay.
I can't get here without double moving.
15, because the water is super dense. What?
Can I get here without double moving?
No.
Alright, well, I'm going to do the portal thing,
so
then.
It's easier to
make
swim
safe.
Because the water is dense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that 20-something?
You need a 21.
Oh, okay. 22.
Okay, then.
Oh!
Hey, you plus 2 for flying.
Yeah, I don't need to tumble.
You do not flank the creature.
Oh.
Remember, it's an easy
to dodge.
No,
that's
it's got natural
still
cutting.
Plus 2 to hit.
Okay.
You should have gave it the Warshaper ability. It would have made it immune to criticals and sneak attacks.
I'm still
32
say,
and
next
24.
Time I play through it, I'm going Warshaper, because that is a badass class.
Therefore,
what does Warshaper do?
It's basically you shape parts of your body instead of the entire body.
Huh.
And it's a combat or a martial version of a druid.
Huh.
The other benefit is that you get the natural ability to make your natural weapons one size category larger automatically.
18.
Audrey, yeah. Let me take it as a feat.
You're a bear
18?
That
total
has claw.
Damage.
You know, you're
damage.
Kind of bear that
one hit or two.
Size, but now that
was
just me.
Okay.
I know. I fail rolled.
Okay.
Everyone's failed.
Okay, I'll let that go. I didn't add the right pluses.
Okay.
I'll add the right pluses next time.
That's the wrong thing, so 14. So it heals.
It heals 20.
No. Okay, as a free action, it withdraws these.
Yay!
And it will flail one on each of you guys. Amanda. Ryan. Stormhammer.
Hey, Mrs. Stormhammer.
Yay.
Alec, of course. Of course I crit on you.
But you're palming the dice, dude. I've accepted.
A passing troll causes Stormhammer to rethink.
You mean the old guy to rethink?
Yeah. All right.
There. I am much happier with my character sheet now.
I need to remake mine. It's getting bad.
All right.
Why
Alec.
Like
con drain.
Jeez.
There's no drain this time.
How many?
This time it's damage.
35.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Hold on. I need D8 for this one.
Grr. What's that?
Nothing.
Okay. Pterodactyl.
Alright. 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Deco through the wall?
As he whips you, suddenly you are knocked back. However, it's a portal, and it pops you into a wall.
I'm taking the D6 for 5 feet of damage. For 5 feet, I'm within the wall?
Yes.
Okay.
You take 5 points of damage.
And now you're out.
Oh, wait. One less from the tech. Is the passing through the wall considered physical damage?
I will go ahead and say sure.
I would think so.
Amanda, you'll take 20. Ryan, you'll take 14. Stormhammer, you'll take 15. And then his spell effect this turn.
Is that the same one you rolled last time?
No, I rolled 6.
Oh.
15.
Die.
Well, then don't stand by the Odeog.
Well, I can't move now. Might as well take my last turn of it.
Oh,
never mind.
Come on.
As it looks slightly confused.
I must suck, because he has to do that even when he's not in combat. Walking down the hall suddenly. Bloop,
bloop. Is that only 15, or is it a...
Yes, it's only 15.
Okay. He has a 1 in 20 chance to teleport someone.
Every turn.
Yeah.
Every 6 seconds.
Yeah.
It means...
Tyler.
Every 2 minutes, he's ready to teleport someone.
You know, I have an idea about where we are right now.
What?
Under the Wizard's College?
Yeah!
Yeah. Imagine that.
Steven, you have 25.
Thank you.
You guys sold it.
Does 24 hit it?
Touch.
Hit it?
Yes.
Not touch, hit it?
Yes.
Okay. It takes 7.
Of course I had to move it all the way over here now.
Oh, wait. I have more times. Wait. No, that's it. Last. 17. 5 less than that one, which is 6. You have 23. It's 25. 8 more.
Really?
Is that DR?
Yes. 5. That's what I was asking for the energy purposes. Okay.
Well, that's energy resistance.
Jessica, I didn't know if you were Scorching Ray or anything.
I can't cast two spells around.
Loser.
I know. I'm not good, so I couldn't use the Quicken thingy. I want my own. Does making an alignment actually make it cheaper?
Yes.
How much?
I think I cut off 20% of it.
I think everyone's
Quicken
gonna
things like what 20,000 or something,
like that. 20, something pretty damn expensive.
Because if
the only thing is it has to be it has to be based for an alignment, so it can either be like lawful or chaotic or good.
And they drink a potion.
Although I can't
chug.
I am now blurred.
Typhoon.
Okay, Ryan.
We did take that Quicken thing, right, to sell it.
Yeah,
because that's a lot of gold.
Chug a potion.
The what?
The Quicken.
Quicken rod.
Rod.
Chug, chug. Man, that was watered down. A passing ogre slaps you on the back, causing you to chug it, causing you to choke on it, and heals more.
It's taking your throat just that much a little longer.
No.
Ah, it came up in my mouth and I swallowed it again.
Now here's a question. How does artillery help me if I drink a potion?
You say you just about to drink something, like, poof, and you oh yeah, and you drink.
It agitates the potion. Okay.
I guess I'll attempt to jump to the last square and then climb the rest.
Okay, so go ahead and give me a jump check.
That's a DC
30.
It's a mere DC 30.
I can
with the 5 foot.
Five. You have to have 20.
You have to have 20 to get bonuses. Unfortunately.
What's your jump?
But my jump is still a 15, so I can probably make that
15 or higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that or a 14 or higher for the swim, so...
Or you could, like, move over there and then do 24
hours. Yeah, but that takes more time. Running.
Like, oh my gosh.
Fail.
Yeah.
Sploosh.
Well, how far do you go?
I rolled an 8 plus 15.
23.
You made it halfway to where you made it a quarter of the way you wanted to.
Now so. Swim.
I swim.
You should
have binnied your roll.
I just want my half.
Quarter.
Benny, right? Roll for
you have one more action.
Doesn't Ryan have
there you go. Four. And then you need to...
I do have a 40.
That's why I moved him 10 feet.
Okay.
And now he needs to give me climb.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he can use more for base round.
What is this, DC?
10.
Oh, I make that. As long as it's not a 1.
However, you lose your swimming trunks.
And that was...
Steve.
I'm not looking that direction.
I'm going to move up to that corner and hold.
Yours gets small. Oh, wait, you don't have one.
Ha! Ha ha ha!
His comes small and great. I dare you. You suck.
Alec.
You could have done a running jump.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
Since I've had my 90-degree turn while charging, is it conceivable I could do something similar with a running jump?
You're going to Prince of Persia of it?
Yes.
Can you 5, 10,
15, 20. It's going to be a higher DC because I will base you from the wall. Because we're Prince of Persia.
Oh, okay. So what the DC be there?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. 25 to reach, 30 to clear.
Okay, my jump bonus is currently a plus 18.
Just roll and see how far you get.
Bring the birds up!
Is jump based on strength?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have actually have a 22 right now.
Yeah.
So this is where Alec rolls a 1.
Yeah.
I'm including the bonus from 40-foot movement. I'm raging and I have bull strength right now.
She doesn't look like an elf anymore.
Morale bonus?
Yeah, he clears.
I got a 37.
Bonk.
You run into the opposite wall.
Well, that was
wall.
That's a double
full round turn. So now you have another one.
I'll move up to the corner.
Hulk smash!
Stormhammer. Confused. Stormhammer in full plate. Stormhammer not jump nor swim.
See us on the other side.
Throw something at it. I'm holding action waiting for a tentacle to appear and I'm going to smash it with a hit. Well, morning star and sword.
You can go large and fly, you know that, Amanda.
I know, but I don't need to. It's on the same side. There.
Okay.
I can shoot it.
Yes, you
twice.
Can.
I hit once.
Did you, you just moved, right, Amanda?
Yes.
So what'd you do with your weapon?
What's your full base attack bonus with the other one? What'd you roll?
What do you mean?
What'd you roll on the other dice?
8.
Okay.
Plus 9.
No, what's your full base attack bonus?
As though you shot the first shot again.
8.
And it's a plus 1 bow.
Plus 1 bow.
Is that your greatsword?
Yeah.
So you got 8 to hit?
Yeah, 8 and then plus 1 from the comps. Plus 1 bow.
Oh, it's composite.
Steven, why aren't you here to absorb the attacks of opportunity again?
That's
my first
attack.
I already did my job
on
that.
That's what I asked.
Yeah, 11 and then my second attack I get... And I did, and I rolled an 8 on my second attack, so I won't
hit. She'll miss
her main attacks.
She'll still even miss with her main attack.
I with know. Haste, you can move and then get okay. 2 main attacks.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and go with it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Where did his tentacles appear?
She did.
Yeah.
8 plus.
Hit. Okay, so really good.
11.
Okay, so it went from 19 to 99.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it can't move.
Come on, you sissy.
Does it do all 4 of its attacks on Steven for insulting?
It, maybe if it worried about things like language.
Yeah, maybe if it understood us.
One here.
I'm going to oppose initiative. So as soon as you pop out, I hit them. I got a 15.
You beat it.
Slap! Slap it! Slap it, Steven!
Wait. Nice.
Well, okay, it'll
use
its...
Do you have haste?
I use my movement.
Oh, okay.
Okay, no ones.
Did 22 hit him?
Yes.
Dose.
Yeah, 21. Is that sympathize?
No.
Woohoo!
I get 4 hits.
Ooh!
Wow. I hate math. My brain is not working today.
You'll take 33.
Uh-oh.
That's okay.
That's why you got healed and get bears and berries.
Come again?
37
with 4 hits. And how much did you do? 33.
30. Let's see, it's, yeah, 34.
Huh, I did more damage.
How much? 37, so that takes 17, so it's 42. Okay, now it actually gets to go.
50% chance of rain tonight.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I hope it does.
And
me
tomorrow.
Too.
50% of the time, I'm right every time.
This is the rain all
day. It seems to chuckle in a. It seems to try and be laughing.
Oh.
Attack on Alec.
Oh,
great. You're calming them. I'm convinced at this point.
Or it could just be the dice gods hate you.
Let me guess. Drain?
No, no drain. No drain.
Okay.
It always has to do with the magic option. It doesn't get to pick any of the others.
Okay.
So instead, it slaps you and a medium water elemental appears next to you.
What?
Oh, God. Wait, next to him?
Does this happen instead of damage?
No, it does normal damage.
Okay.
To serve him or to serve Alec?
Him.
Because it says to serve for 1d4.
It's a critical hit.
It served you. It's going to serve you.
Serve! Take it to the streets.
It shows up in Hinge of Glass Water.
I
happened to... At least it's pure.
You'll take 15.
Watch out, Alec. It's heavy water.
I'll take 14. Alec, you drink it, and then he looks and goes, I peed in that.
Your pee is probably 13. More pure than...
Alec, it's heavy
Steven,
water.
This one is going to attempt to grab you.
Get hold of it.
Oh, no!
It will touch you. Give me a post-grapple.
Is it heavy rain?
Oh!
It's touching you, Steven. It's touching you. In the naughty face.
20.
Oh,
shit. Can we react to that?
No.
Of course...
Oh,
oh, the two people in Coldplay are now swimming in the water.
Oh, God.
It seems to be laughter
in a whirlpool.
Oh, and then the water elemental.
No, I think it makes sense.
Water. What's the CR of a water medium-sized water elemental? Three.
Try to help.
Two.
Something pathetic.
Yeah, large and go help.
Watch out! It's there to knock you down when you try to move past it.
11.
A skink.
By the way, those dwarf bastards
that I caught this time. I barely got 1 point.
Alright, so next turn.
They had knocked out more dudes than I did.
The mage armor goes up for one round.
What does what?
On the thing,
it's got mage armor now for one round.
I don't like playing in fours.
It's annoying. What does that add to like two?
I have a plus 4 to swim.
4?
Uh-huh. Even.
If it went really on
for
well.
About double the time, I don't think I'd have any more left.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they could not.
Tyler. Me.
Break out.
Break out.
Does a 17 touch it?
18. Yes. You'll need to give me 2 spell resistance checks.
23.
Yes.
13.
13 will not go.
I'll just bend with that.
Ah! A knight on a horse rides past you and gives you a wink.
Yeah,
here, I'll put him back.
What are you doing down here?
Don't I can buy to give you a wink.
That didn't help us.
Oh, my quest is elsewhere.
I did help you.
I'm gone now. No, see, I will help you once he's almost dead so I can jam his javelin through his side.
Spear.
Lance.
No,
it was
a
lance.
Yes.
It's a lance.
It was not a javelin.
Alright. Now you're going to be thrown in the water.
Hi.
What is the DC from out of the whirlpool?
Whirlpool is 30.
I cannot make it.
I was going to help.
Does fire need what?
You need to beat 10 to get past its resistance.
Okay, so it's
help the NPC first. I can survive for a little bit.
Okay.
Oh!
You don't actual full plate. I'm in mithril full plate.
What you don't actually know is at the bottom of this is a gelatinous cube.
Well, I'll make it.
Actually, it'll spit you out after a little while if you survive the damage.
Hit a wall.
They created, put a room in there with the gelatinous cube that's just 5 feet wide.
Assuming
than
that's
is.
5 DR.
10.
Versus normal mate. Weapons. Oh. Magic weapons, I should say.
Normal weapons, yeah. He's got DR5 against physical.
You mean magic. Physical. Yes.
Physical, yes.
Takes 12. I know what spells I'm using on it next.
Magic missile?
I'll prefer that. Nothing will matter.
He teleports behind us. Shit!
Jessica! Oh, it had mage armor, right?
With Mage Armor, head at 12 this turn.
Mage Armor doesn't.
Rooney!
Touch.
Oh, then. It was an 8.
Rooney!
Because it's armor.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, yes!
Deaf! Are you deaf or blind? Or
he is mute.
No.
If you're going down an obstacle, pass by me so I can touch you.
I don't know you.
Alec, I'll leave you down there.
I suggest if either of you have it, freedom of movement.
Nope.
Damn.
It would have been helpful.
Yeah. I have to do these things before they get the spells, because
actually,
otherwise
I could have gotten the spell a long time ago. However, haste seems more useful.
Are you holding?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm holding for Rooney.
I'm aware that they're more useful spells.
So magic. We use up an attack of opportunity.
I cast a spell on my spear, and then I charge through the portal.
It's not going to take it on that.
Oh, man.
Wait, didn't I absorb it from attacking?
You absorbed 2 of it.
23. Damn it.
Yep.
No.
It was 21.
1.
Yeah, but he has mage armor, but I get a +2 from charging.
This is the will save.
Well, yeah. That's what I meant.
Charging provides nothing to will. I'm charging!
I do have bonuses to will save.
Why
are
you,
you do.
Throwing me around.
I have a grand total of a +6.
Yeah, you so
unless this is an enchantment.
So hit it.
+8.
Hey! You need to swing like this.
So the ogres are orcs now?
He actually...
You just shot.
3, 4, 5.
I'm out of here.
Now, Andre, can I try
some? Actually, it's 5, 3, 5.
Or if you've got any left over.
Oh!
Go!
Okay, Steven.
Thank you. I see if I get a natural 20. I fail. I see if I get another natural 20. I fail. I see if I get another. I fail. All
right, Steven, you go down 10 of the required 30 feet. I was letting you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid I can't do anything to help you.
Oh, I realize that.
Since you're in mithril, you will not sink any faster.
Yeah. Hooray for it being medium.
Alec.
Stormhammer? Not so much.
He falls at a rate of 15.
That's why it's your turn.
Let's see. You have a grand total of
8. Oh, hold on, and then...
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Damn! By the way, I have a +8 strength right now.
Ooh, ooh, I can do quick jump, pull it through. I can't do anything with it yet.
What would be the DC if I managed to grab one of them to pull them out of the water?
You will need a strength check DC 22.
Technically, it might be faster if you go through this portal and then through the portal.
I'm going by her.
That's what I'm saying. Go through this portal and then go through the portal on the other side. And
what if she fails epically?
Did you just die into the whirlpool?
Yes.
I don't think you can actually make this one check, Ellie.
Can't. Oh, it's a DC 30 for me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then never mind.
Okay. It's a DC 30 in the whirlpool. Whirlpools are not friendly to swim in. Unless you're swimming down, at which point it becomes a DC 10. If you fail, you still move. You
still
move as fast.
Swim faster than the bottom.
Okay.
Actually, if you swim faster than the bottom, you'll drown. You will
exert yourself.
Be able to get out of it.
Isn't
faster.
An enchantment if I try and jump through the, kinda, I think the portals?
No, it's not an enchantment at all.
Okay. Well, then I'll just attempt to tumble place. Up the thing. I'm aware it's a double move for me.
Okay, that's fine. It's a DC I'll give you 17 because you're tumbling around a corner. Yeah, he's still there. He's there for...
He's to be annoying.
Another round.
I succeed both my tumble checks.
Okay.
Barely, but I succeed them. Okay, and then I'll take my swing.
Swing, bada-bada-bada-bada, swing.
Power attack of 5, since it's got mage armor right now.
Do you want to be in this square, this square, or this square?
One where I can attack him.
Middle. That could be either of those three.
Middle, I guess.
She likes to be able to go both ways.
I'm an elf.
You're bisexual.
Yes, that was established.
You're
a
bisexual.
Stupid bisexuals.
Greedy.
Greedy scene.
23.
You will miss this turn as it goes. As it like.
Oh, I don't armor. Count as tumble charging since that's right. A deep acrobat ability.
That's right. I can't give you other classes' abilities.
No, you can. I just have to spend a feat on them.
There is down 15 feet he goes.
Poor guy.
Sorry, Steven. There's not much we can do for you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to throw the rope down to him come my turn.
You probably won't want to do that, honestly, if you're interested in getting out yourself. There will be enough drag that it will be a pain in the ass.
It's either that or leave him. To die.
Well, are you good?
No, but I'm not evil.
Well, it's not evil. You were saving yourself. You can rationalize it later. Amanda. I've played AVP. I had to do it. I had to do it. What?
Gonna take like, 4 attack of opportunities on her.
I'll take 2 of them. Because it only has 2 left.
I touch you. You are now invisible. Oh.
It was those 2 arms swinging.
Yeah.
Anyway. 34.
That's fine. I'll give you a high five as you fly by.
Okay.
That will be your whole turn.
Yes,
activate,
right there.
Move.
Okay. Yeah. And now hopefully you won't be grappled. Yeah.
Well, the half dragon stopped it.
Here's a hey, Amanda. Here's a suggestion for me here on what you should do.
What?
Grab. Stay back, borrow her rope, toss it into the whirlpool. You have enough mass where it might not pull you down and you might be able to pull them out.
Do I need a special type of rope?
No. If you have rope, that works too.
I have a 30-foot chain.
That's probably better.
Chain's even better.
Yes. Then use that and try and get
magic missile his ass.
Okay. I know that's probably not quite what you want
check.
To do,
okay.
But we need to save them.
20.
Well, I was going to die from here, so.
This probably will have to make DC 30 swim check.
Yeah, okay. Probably not a good idea.
I'll have orange magic missiles today.
Ooh!
Why does it seem like we're fighting an enormous child?
Because wow. It's permanently under the effects of Fox's cunning.
Lots of ones.
So that puts its intelligence at...
a 5. Is that physical?
No, it's force damage.
You use the force.
That's what magic is lit. It's force damage. It ignores most DRs, I think. It
ignores every single DR in existence.
Well, no.
You may have heard Keep on the Shadowfell before, but you've never heard it like this. From the gaming group that brought you The Wizards College... Join them as they delve into 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons, some of them for the first time. The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate. And the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com. Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.